Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, will be joining us as the Ohio governing bodies have said, yep, $600 million. There you go. Toward the stadium in Brook Park. And changing the Modell law. There's a little shot to the city of Cleveland officials.
That's fascinating. I got questions on that one.
It kind of is. Daryl will have the answers coming up in just a little bit. That voice you heard was Dan Menigan. He's in for Andy today. I'm Jeff Phelps. Moved by the Browns today. They brought back kicker Andre Schmidt. And if you remember Andre, he was with the team for just a touch last year. And, you know, they took a look at him. And then he was here in the offseason, and then they let him go. Well, now they're bringing him back for training camp. And to make room, they're getting rid of Obo Okoronkwo, which is an interesting move. Obo had some money due coming up, you know, roster bonus and stuff later on. And so maybe if they weren't going to pick it up at the end of August, at the end of camp, they're giving him an opportunity to go find another job, and that's... that's a good way to do it, Dan. That's fair.
You owe that to him. Yeah. I mean, that's good for relations. It's good for everything to give him a little bit of time to find another job. You can always, a productive pass rusher can always find a role in this league.
Absolutely. However, you just said something that's, I think, kind of important. Productive pass rusher. Are you giving up on a guy you shouldn't be giving up on because, you know, it just kind of fits better? Or do you think you're in decent enough shape and you have other guys who can actually help you? Because I think Obo's a pretty good football player.
He makes you better. I mean, that's kind of where I would limit it. He makes you better. I wonder if some of it was opportunity. You know, the fact that they brought him in and then all of a sudden got this deal for Za'Darius Smith, who's a better pass rusher than he was. And, you know, Z came in here and was really good. And then it seemed like he was always the third pass rusher. You know, it always seemed like he had his snaps kind of cut in half a little bit or kind of in hurt because of other guys they wanted to get in there.
Well, without Obo, your backups at defensive end or your options for the starter on the other side are Isaiah McGuire, who they like and drafted in the fourth round in 2023.
Looked good at the end of last year. Had some moments.
Alex Wright, who you might say, well, he's been around and blah, blah, blah. They drafted Alex as a really young kid.
He was like 20 or something like that, wasn't he?
He was young.
Yeah.
And he was showing some things last year, and then he got injured. He was a third-round pick in 2022. And then you went out in free agency and signed Joe Tryon-Shoyanka. So between those three guys, you're going to have a backup for Miles, and you're going to have two guys on the other side. One of these guys will end up starting. They'll all end up playing. It's a Jim Schwartz defense. Mm-hmm. You play many defensive linemen.
It's the hockey line change.
Yep. And so they're all going to get their chances. And they obviously must like these guys, or they're not going to make that move.
That'd be my guess. But, boy, anytime you start seeing veteran pass rushers go out the door.
I know. It's scary, isn't it?
It's one of those you're like, okay.
But Alex Wright's still only 24 years old.
But again, it's
turns 25 in September.
It's that grand conversation that we're trying to have, which is, what is this team doing and what are the goals for the 2025-26 season? And a move like this continues to scream that that goal is to cycle through the guys that you have, figure out who can sink and who can swim, and start building around the guys who can swim.
Kind of does, doesn't it?
It's what it looks like. When you're moving on from veteran pass rushers like that, that's what that screams. It screams that we think our defense last year got a little old and a little slow, and we need to get faster and we need to get younger. And to do that without having first-round picks for 3 years straight, 4 years straight, this is kind of the stuff that you got to do is, okay, we got to move on from this veteran and we got to see if these kids that we've invested in and tried to develop and all those things can be a part of the future of this ball club.
I understand. We all know it's a business and all that. I just think Obo is a guy who's going to help some team this year. And I don't mind carrying depth at a position like defensive end, defensive line, you know, because you move guys around there. But we'll see. Obviously, Tryon Shoyanka is a key part of this, former first-round pick of the Bucks, and they signed him as a free agent. He's critical here. But, you know, if Myles Garrett goes down right now, just think about that. If Myles misses time, you don't look that deep at defensive end.
No, you don't. And you weren't to begin with because you only had four of them to start off with. But let me, if you walk out of this season and let's say Alex Wright and Isaiah McGuire are really nice pieces.
Both pop.
Yeah. Look like good pass rushers who can help you.
And they're young guys.
One of them, and I don't, whichever one you want it to be. One of them looks like the kind of guy that could start on the other side of Myles Garrett for the next 2 to 3 years and really make an impact. Would you declare it a success?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you be less heartbroken about moving on from Obo Okoronkwo?
I'm not heartbroken about Obo. I just think he's a good football player.
Okay.
And good teams. Point.
Would you be less concerned? Is that a better way to put it?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. You know, I like Alex Wright. I think Alex was really coming on when he got hurt last year. And we'll see. But you can only say we'll see for so long with some of these young guys.
It's kind of the story of this season, though. This season might be called we'll see. I mean, you're doing it with the quarterback position. We'll see if the quarterback is on the roster for the future. We'll see if the running backs that you brought in here are able to replace the production that you've seen in the past. We'll see if Deontay Johnson maybe can get back to the level that he was in Pittsburgh and just sees last year as a true hiccup and has found whatever piece he's needed with football. We'll see if Jerry Jeudy can do it for year two. We'll see if the offensive line can hold up. It's kind of the story of this whole season.
There's a lot of we'll sees, huh?
It's going to be we'll see. And I think that might be their general philosophy for 2025. It's going to be we'll see. Let's get answers.
Well, and maybe your owner sets the tone for that when he says, hey, we took a big swing and a miss. Jim is in Strongsville. Hello, Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Guys, I know this might be foreign to us, but listen, this Obo move, this is what good teams do. They move off of aging, high-priced guys, and they fill them in with their draft picks. I mean, that's the way it's supposed to work. I mean, I get it.
You're absolutely right about that, Jim. And they'll save some money. According to Mary Kay, they'll save $3.36 million with this and have some dead cap, but they save some money, which, of course, you can use for other guys.
Yeah, I mean, these aging defensive, offensive linemen, this is what their role in life is at this point. I did want to say one other thing, guys. I know you were talking earlier about, like, you think that the NFL, that the crapshoot that everything is. Listen, I'm not Mr. Statistical guy, so I'm not even going to pretend to understand. But I bet if you looked at this statistically based on the number of roster spots and everything else, I'll bet you the failure rate in the first round is pretty similar for all three leagues. I just think we're more familiar with the guys coming out of college into the NFL. But, I mean, go look at any first round of any draft, and at least half, if not three quarters of those guys, while that might not be outright failures, we certainly didn't live up to the expectations that people had on them. So I just think it's more of a thing that we know more of the players coming into the NFL draft than we do in the NBA draft or obviously the Major League Baseball draft, but they miss all the time, Jeff, and it's not just the Browns. I mean, the Patriots miss, the Steelers miss, there's a lot of everybody misses on first round picks. It just happens.
That is true, Jim. I would bet the failure rate is highest in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, you do some of the background on those on those MLB drafts, and you're like, what are you people looking at?
Followed by the NBA and then the NFL, thankfully, probably the weekend. Least.
Take it easy.
All right, Jim.
You as well. Enjoy the weekend.
Appreciate that. There's Jim. Mike is in Stowe, home of the Bulldogs. Mike, you're becoming a regular. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, I kind of always have, but when I'm driving to work, I can listen and call more. It's just the way it works out.
Awesome.
So, yeah, no, I love listening to you guys. You guys, it's a great show. So, this is part of, as I talked before, I won't use that T word, but, you know, this is part of what we're doing. This is evaluation and development year, and it's about becoming cap friendly and cap responsible, I should say. You know, we got irresponsible the last couple of years. We kind of were going for it. We got long in the tooth, as we say, a little expensive. You know, this is about getting back in line and getting reloading. And also, we got to find out whether some of these guys have got it this year. A couple of them are coming up on contract renewals. You know, we got to know. What are we going to do? It's just similar to the Guardians, you know, who they need to call up. We need to know. This is more of a development season. I don't want to break, you know, I've said this before. Anybody who's planning on trying to win a lot of games this year, just pick a new team for this year. But this is part of it. Getting younger, letting the younger guys play, and cap responsible. You know, Barry's got to make up for his past. I will say this, though. Caller before talking about, you know, everybody's about the same. But no, the Browns are not the same. We've missed on more picks. Andrew Barry has got a less than an average record when it comes to draft picks. But I will say this, and I'll say it as I said before, I think he's moving in the right direction. His draft picks are less risk in the character department. I think that's where he was making his mistakes before. That's all I got, guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, Mike.
It was definitely an organizational philosophy to give second chances for a little bit. It definitely felt that way.
Hard to argue with that.
I mean, Lord knows the amount that we can point to with that exact thing. But yeah, it seems. And I don't know if they've completely cleared it. I don't know if they still see it, and cleared is the wrong way to put it, but I don't know if they still see it as a hindrance or anything else to go make a move for someone who has had questions in their past. I mean, they still took Mike Hall all of 2 years ago, and he had some questions.
Very true. Still does. Now mainly injury. And we'll see if Mike, you know, and Mike Hall might be a guy, Dan. You know, Mike's not, you know, a 325 behemoth at defensive tackle. Maybe you slide him out a little bit. Maybe he could play a little defensive end for you, too.
Yeah, why not see it? I mean, you need to figure out who the keepers are and who the people you need to start building around for the next iteration of the great Browns defensive juggernaut. I mean, that's what it was for about 2 years. It was a juggernaut. And now it has become far less of one. And you need to figure out what the next iteration is going to look like in it. Do you see it that way?
Well, I do. Without completely saying this is a rebuilding year, it's a tryout year.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying out quarterbacks. Let's be honest about that. You're having an open competition. That means tryout. That means you don't have anybody. And that means you're trying guys out. Look at the defensive end spots. You have one. You have one who you're absolutely sold on.
100%.
And running back, you've got three guys. Four guys, include Pierre Strong. And my guess is that, obviously, Quinshon Judkins is going to get most of the work, and I would think that he's your guy. But there's opportunity there. And there's nothing wrong with that, as long as you actually have guys who can answer that call. And, yeah, I'm going to be able to do this, and I'm going to be able to help the team.
Correct. It's going to be a year of maybe transition. I don't know how do we want to like fluff this. How do we want to make this seem better than it is? I'm not calling it a rebuild because I don't think it's a rebuild because I don't think they're tearing it down to the studs or anything else like that. I think retool is the right word, and I think you're seeing it on the defensive end, and I think you're going to see it on the offensive end too. They're going to retool this thing after the mishaps that took place the previous couple years.
Daryl Ryder is going to join us next. His thoughts on the release of Obo Okoronkwo today and the big news out of Columbus, the $600 million heading to Cuyahoga County to put a dome stadium in Brook Park. Daryl's next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And Daryl covers everything there is to cover for us right here at The Fan. And has been all over all of the stadium coverage. He's done a great job with that. We're going to get to that in a second. D, first of all, Browns make a move today. The big move isn't bringing back Andre Schmidt as a kicker to compete with Dustin Hopkins. But it is releasing Obo Okoronkwo. That's interesting. Your thought was what when you heard?
Not surprising. I mean, look, this is a year of seeing what you got. And, Alex Wright, guys like him, and Isaiah McGuire, and Joey Tryon Shoyinka, and, this is an opportunity for some of these younger unknown guys to be able to get out there and show what they can do, most notably for McGuire and Wright. I kind of feel like this is a big year for both of those players. Also, too, keep in mind, final year of the contract, so you're able to save a little in that regard. But, like, it wasn't stunning news to me by any stretch of the imagination.
All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty. You've been all over this on 92.3thefan.com. If you want to read any of Daryl's coverage, it has been outstanding up there. All right, Daryl, let's start with... And speak slowly and feel free to use puppets and no words over three syllables, okay? Because I'm a very, very not bright man. What happened yesterday in the House and the Senate, and what are the ramifications for the Brown Stadium?
Well, actually, it started early Wednesday morning, and that was with not only the inclusion of the Senate plan, to go with that, to provide the $600 million in funding and create a $1.7 billion, sports and entertainment and culture fund using unused or unclaimed property funds that the state has been hanging on to. That account nearing $5 billion in size. So they basically set aside the oldest of the old money that's been lingering around and collecting dust. So if you still have unclaimed funds, you can file for that. But the most important thing that happened was they tweaked the language in the Modell law to change a couple of words, and basically in taxpayer supported facility in the state of Ohio or within the state, to basically get to the nitty gritty and clarify the spirit of the Modell law, which was to prevent teams from leaving their respective markets and leaving the state of Ohio. And so basically what that did was it poured a cold bucket of water on the city of Cleveland's lawsuit against the Cleveland Browns for wanting to relocate 12 miles from downtown Cleveland and one less than a mile outside the city limits and build across from Hopkins Airport in Brook Park. So that was the most significant thing. And then once the conference committee revealed its final budget, both the House and the Senate voted and approved the House budget. Now, that was a straight up or down vote. No more additions and subtractions and negotiations and things like that, because all that got done with the conference committee. So the budget now awaits the governor's signature. And my understanding is that Mike DeWine will not line item veto the Browns funding or the adjustment to the Modell law. So the Browns, in fact, are going to get $600 million for the Brook Park enclosed stadium.
Daryl Ryder joining us. With the Modell law, does the state legislature have the power to do that? Or can that now be challenged by the city of Cleveland if the city of Cleveland cares to challenge that in court?
Yeah, the legislature has the power. They write the laws. So I'm not trying to be condescending there.
No, is it a state law? Is it a local law?
No, it is a state law. And the Modell law, the origination of it was 1996, the summer of 96, after the original Browns relocated to Baltimore. They came up with this law that basically forbade teams from relocating if you were in a building that was supported by taxpayer dollars. And so the legislature, to clear up any problems with this particular situation between the Browns and the city of Cleveland, they said, well, let's just tweak a couple of words within the law and go ahead and change that to within the state. Now, the biggest impact is actually not with the Cleveland Browns. This really affects the Cincinnati Bengals, because now Kentucky, which is right across the river from Cincinnati, Kentucky can't compete for them now. In theory, because like right now, and I mentioned this with Ken Carmen and Jason Lloyd this morning, right now the state of Missouri is competing with the state of Kansas for the Kansas City Chiefs and Kansas City Royals.
Right.
So, this makes the Bengals hop in the state line a lot more difficult. My understanding is they're going to get things worked out with Hamilton County down there, and, you know, it's not going to be an issue, but them tweaking that law basically ends any claim that the city of Cleveland has against the Browns going forward, and frees them up to go ahead and pursue this project in Brook Park full steam ahead.
Does the city have any recourse? Could the city pursue it legally that's an unlawful changing of a law, Daryl?
No, because this happens all the time. I mean, you can sit there and cry and say, oh, they did this in the dead of night and snuck it into the budget bill. Do you know how much nonsense gets snuck into budget bills, both at the state and the national level, that have really nothing to do with a budget? Happens all the time. So, no, there really is not going to be any legal recourse for the city of Cleveland. So, tough day for Justin Bibb, tough day for Chris Ronay. Tissues for all.
All right. Can I take you down conspiracy theory corner for a second?
Yeah, why not?
What's to stop the Brown family from not getting what they want from the city and going, forget it, we're moving to Columbus?
Well, that's a whole nother thing. Mike Florio raised that in his aggregation post yesterday, that, you know, maybe that becomes a possibility. I don't see that happening. Based on folks I've talked, conversations I've had with folks in Cincinnati, Bengals are going to stay put. They've got plans for the stadium. They were late to the party this time around to actually get an earmark from the state.
No, however, Mike Brown, no, get out.
Well, however, written within the $600 million that's going to the Browns, they also pulled out an additional $400 million for, quote, qualifying projects, end quote. to be dispersed next year. So that could be the Bengals. That could be the Columbus Blue Jackets, who just announced a $400 million makeover of Nationwide Arena in Columbus. The Bengals ask, I believe, is around $385 million. However, there's a chance that might have changed. But they can go now through this process because there's this $1.1 billion in remaining funds for stadium construction projects left over thanks to this budget. They can go next year to the state and make their formal request and get their funds.
Daryl Ryder joining us. He's been all over all of the stadium stuff. What's now left, Daryl? What's left to happen here before construction begins?
Yeah, well, the Browns are going to close this week on the property officially, the 176 acres bordering Snow and Engle Roads in Brook Park. So that will officially become their land. Then you have, I think, some of the minutia related to who actually is going to own this building once it's built. Brook Park, they got to finalize the bonding there. Brook Park's got to come up with $422 million in bonds. We already know the county has elected not to participate, so the Browns are finalizing their private solve for that, which is about an additional $178 million that the team is going to pick up there. We just get through the final reveal of what this thing's going to look like. We've seen the photos and the sizzle reel and things like that. Getting everything finalized with the city of Brook Park so they can get shovels in the ground either in, February or March of next year to get, they got to dig a pit. I recommend lots of sump pumps. They got to go 80 feet in the ground for this thing. And that's going to take them about 6 months to do before they can even start laying the foundation for it. But it will be ready to open in August of 2029, along with phase one of the mixed use development.
I think a lot of folks now will start looking a little more closely. And Daryl, this is going to be like Ford Field, where you walk in on street level and go down into your seats, correct? For the most part?
Well, this is going to be more like SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, where the street level is going to be the upper deck. Everything else is going to be built into the ground, and Hopkins Airport, obviously, is a big reason why. The Browns are really smart in how they went about the design of this. They have already received FAA approval, so they don't have to go through that bureaucracy now. Like, that's all, the FAA has already signed off on the construction of the buildings and the complex, as well as the height restrictions related to being too close to runways. So they've already gotten through that red tape. They have been working with the city of Brook Park on the actual plans, the blueprints, and things like that. So they're pretty close to ready to go with this thing. And so now, like I said, it's dealing with some of the minutia. Two dominoes falling yesterday, the Modell law adjustment and the fact that they're going to get the $600 million from the state was very, very significant to push this project full steam ahead.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter, joining us on the Thrumstick Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And, of course, all of Daryl's times that he joins us are powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I'm more than anything, Daryl, I know this is sounding funny because we've been leading up to this for, I don't know, Jeff, what, you've been on the air 13 years?
I do believe that's correct.
Yeah, 13 years in the making. I still can't believe that this is going to end up being rubber stamped, signed, and good to go, and we're putting shovels in the ground, and we're actually talking about the Browns getting a domed stadium in Cleveland, Ohio. Or Brook Park, Ohio. Sorry.
Close enough.
What's interesting is, Chris Ronan and Justin Bibb would be delighted to hear that this is being done in Cleveland. But no, what's interesting is I said about a decade ago that this is what the Browns needed to do. They needed to build a dome. They needed to do that in Brook Park on that land where the old Ford plant was. It's the perfect spot. Two interstates there. It's going to be a lot easier to get it in. Of course, there's going to be traffic, but it's going to be a heck of a lot easier to get in and out of there than it is the lakefront downtown, where there's only one way in and one way out. And so you're not landlocked by water, okay? So I just had always felt that was the perfect spot to put a football stadium. Football stadiums are not downtown assets. No matter what these politicians tell you, They're not. Look around the National Football League. Philadelphia Eagles, they're outside downtown. Yeah, you can see the skyline from it, but they're outside downtown. Giants and Jets don't even play in the state of New York, let alone the city of New York. They play in New Jersey. The 49ers play in the equivalent of Canton, Ohio, to Cleveland when you're talking about San Francisco and I think it's what, San Jose or something, where Santa Clara, where they where mm-hmm. their stadium is, okay? It's a 40-50 minute drive from downtown Dallas out to Arlington to go to where the Cowboys and then the Texans Rangers have their stadiums. Ballparks and arenas, those are downtown facilities. NFL stadiums are not downtown facilities. They're just not, because they require a lot of parking lots, and it's a tailgate culture, this, that, and the other. So I really love that Brook Park site. I love the idea of having a dome that positions Cleveland. We have great leadership here in terms of Destination Cleveland, Greater Cleveland Sports Commission, all led by David Gilbert and his group. All those events that they're able to bring to Northeast Ohio, imagine what those folks are now going to be able to bring to our region by having a dome, a roofed stadium. You're talking NCAA regionals that are being put in domes now, potential Final Fours. You can compete for the college football playoffs and championships. You can compete for neutral site college football games.
Bigger wrestling events.
Yeah, bigger wrestling events, concerts. The thing can be used year-round. You can use it on a Friday night and host the Browns on Sunday. Like, you can't do that at the existing stadium. So now, it's on the Browns and it's in the Haslam Sports Group to bring what they've promised that this building is going to bring. Let's be very clear about that. But there's also a little bit of an insurance policy in there. If they inflated their tax revenue projections for the state of Ohio, well, there's an escrow account that's got $50 million in it. And if the projections don't match, the state starts to gets to dip into that account and balance the sheet, so to speak. And they get to do that over 16 years. And if they blow through the $50 million, the Browns got to put another $50 million in. So there's a $100 million insurance policy on state tax revenues to be generated by this complex if there's shortfalls. So the state covered their backside in this deal too. But I just think that in the competitive landscape, I saw what Indianapolis does with the dome. You look at what Detroit has done with their dome. And then also the landscape around the NFL, Washington Commanders, Philadelphia Eagles, Houston Texans want to replace their dome. Jacksonville's putting a roof over their stadium. Nashville opens a dome in 2 years. Kansas City's thinking about a dome. Like, whether you, me, or anyone else agree, disagree, like it, don't like it, whatever, the bottom line is these NFL owners want to start playing football indoors in controlled environments. And so it's nice for a change. The Browns are at the forefront of this new building boom of domes rather than us waiting 15, 20 years down the line to get one of those for ourselves.
Daryl, the lease expires after the 2028 season, so four more seasons on the lakefront?
Yes, February 1st, 2029 is the official expiration of the current lease.
So what happens in the meantime? We sit there and we enjoy football, and then when it's over and done with, they push it into the lake?
Yeah, put it right next to the old one, right?
Exactly.
The original. And look, the city of Cleveland is still on the hook for the maintenance and the upkeep of that building for the next four seasons as well. The Browns obviously going to fulfill the terms of the lease on their end. And then, hopefully everyone's able to shake hands and move on. Because as we know, things really got nasty between all the parties involved in this thing, unfortunately.
It is kind of interesting.
Does Manco make white and orange duct tape? I mean, that's going to be the next thing we're going to have to figure out, because that's I cannot see the city going, okay, let's do any major renovations.
Well, they're not going to do major renovations, but there's a lot of stuff that has to, all the systems need to be maintained.
Routine maintenance has to happen.
Right. Yeah, you need concrete repairs, remediation, because the building is not watertight and there's always water getting into the suites and stuff. So, all that stuff has to continue until the Browns are done with the building at the end of the 2028 season.
That commercial where they put that black stuff on that screen door on the boat seems to work.
Put some Flex Seal on it.
I couldn't remember what it was called.
Daryl looking for a sponsorship right there. That was well done.
Right. Actually, Darryl, used some of that in my house, believe it or not.
I want to take the political garbage out of this. And I
Good luck with that, Jeff.
Well, the mayor had to do his thing, whatever he thought was best. Chris Ronayne had to do his thing, whatever he thought was best. Cuyahoga Council had to do, the county council had to do their thing, the state government, everything else. I'm excited about the idea of this type of a facility and this type of a development coming to Northeast Ohio. And I personally, and Andy and I have talked about it since we went on the air, I think something like this will be great for the region. And to have it happen now, as you've said, as NFL teams are seeing the value of dome facilities, enclosed facilities, I love it. And I think once it's there, people are not going to miss going to the stadium in December and freezing your tush off.
Yeah. Well, and folks got to understand, the game has not played the way it was 40 years ago.
Correct.
Right. The way the game was played when Jim Brown and Otto Graham and Lou Groza, it just isn't.
Marion Motley's not playing anymore.
Yeah, it's a different game today. And the business of football is completely different today than it was even back in the mid-90s when Art Modell moved the original Browns, right? I mean, it's different. One other big thing that happened, I want to mention this, but I know you guys got to scoot here. The syntax, Cuyahoga County is going to be allowed to put that on the ballot. The limit of the increase has been set by the state. Also, all three teams get to participate because voters said in 95 and in 2014, the Browns got to participate in the syntax. And lawmakers said, yeah, you don't get to kick the Browns out of it now after the voters have twice since approved it. So I expect this fall we'll see what Chris Ronayne and County Council decide to do. But I anticipate a ballot measure being on there either this fall or sometime next year to increase that syntax because Gateway is swimming in red ink. They are desperate for cash right now. And those buildings, the arena and the ballpark still need a lot of work done to them, even though they just both underwent significant renovation.
Daryl, great information as always. Thank you, buddy.
Well done. Appreciate
you bet, guys.
It.
Have a great day.
Daryl Ryder, and he's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Slade Ciccone's what? Slade's going to be on the show. Slade's on the show. And Baskin isn't here.
I don't even have words.
I know.
I'm heartbroken for him. That's his dude.
I'm heartbroken for Slade.
Wow.
He was going to have Andy drooling all over him.
And he might have, you know, that restraining order may have been right around the corner then.
Would have gotten sloppy. So Slade's coming up at noon. I think, again, I've always liked the idea of a dome stadium in Northeast Ohio. I know everybody doesn't agree. Some people like it, some people don't. That's the way life works. Andy and I always wanted a retractable dome because football in September, come on, man. That's beautiful. That's beautiful downtown.
Football in October. Beautiful.
Put on a winter coat, go down in early November. If the sun's out, it's a beautiful day. Go play football.
Beautiful.
Football outside in December, unless you have weird weather, is just awful.
Not good.
I'm sorry. It's just not good. And there's so much more that you're going to be able to do. And so that's really good. I'm disappointed that the city of Cleveland and the Haslams couldn't come to something that worked. With everything else that the Haslams want to do out there, maybe they just didn't want to put all that in downtown Cleveland and didn't think it would be a financial win for them. And that part of it, they're putting their own money into, as they are with a great deal of the stadium as well. So, I mean, they've got a lot of skin in this game, a lot. And all of the auxiliary stuff, they're paying for. That's being paid for. And so that, good for them, hopefully good for our community. And I would think good for Brook Park. We've had the mayor of Brook Park on the show before, Ed Orcutt. And Ed, when he was on the show, was extremely sensible and sounded like a guy who was trying to do something that would be good for his community. Well, guess what he was elected to do? Do things that are good for...
My guess would be extremely sensible and do things that are good for his community.
As he said, Andy asked him, you know, hey, when Ford left, what happened? And I forget the number. I want to say 14,000 or something like that. 14,000 jobs Brook Park lost when Ford closed a good portion of their facilities out there. Well, the mayor's got to get stuff out there. It's his job. And they have. And he put out a statement after the General Assembly approved the $600 million in funding and said some really good things. He said, I'm thrilled to, and I'll give you a couple of parts of it. He said, I'm thrilled to see the state recognize the team's importance to our identity and our community, or our economy, which is really critical. Transformational investment that will ripple across Northeast Ohio, creating jobs, boosting tourism, and reinforcing our region's attractiveness. That's right on the money.
Yeah.
That's right on the money. And it's bigger than just Cleveland because it is our entire region's attractiveness. It really is.
The entire state's attractiveness.
It gives our region a boost. It will do that more than renovating the old stadium would. And
the state of Ohio does not have an indoor facility that will hold over 50,000 people. Now it will.
Now it will. The state of Ohio.
The state of Ohio, which is how the state is looking at this.
The closest dome facility has to be Detroit. Is it not? Right now?
Yes.
Ford Field? I think it would have to be.
Yes.
Or because Lucas Oil is further away than that in Indianapolis.
Yes.
So it's got to be Detroit. This, I think, is a well-crafted thought. Mayor Ed Orcutt, Brook Park, his statement after the General Assembly approval. He said, this is more than just a stadium. We're creating a community where people can live, work, visit, and enjoy all year round. Brook Park, and pay attention here, Brook Park is committed to being a true partner with the Haslam Sports Group in creating a framework for a bold, multi-use investment. Was the city of Cleveland a true partner? Yeah. For a while, but yeah. It always just seemed like it was filled with animosity and a lack of trust. And that does not seem to be the case here.
It got ugly. It was a really ugly situation, and it boiled over the minute that lease came within 5 years of being done. It got really ugly between the city, the county, and the Browns. And this seems like a solution. I don't know, we could argue what's best, what isn't best, but this seems like a solution that is pointing our state, frankly, in a more progressive direction of these are the different things we can do. We can use this thing a lot of different ways. It's not just going to be for football. It's not going to be, oh, we didn't get a Super Bowl, therefore it's a failure. Stop. That's not all this thing is for.
And that's a one-time event.
That's a one-off event. So, now, granted, a one-off event that got New Orleans $1 billion.
Big deal.
But not that. This is going to be used for a lot of different things. I have a feeling you're going to see the car show find its way in here. I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of trade shows find their way in here. I got a feeling you're going to see national card, like trading card shows, sports card shows. That's going to find their way in there. Dan, there's a lot of different ways to use this thing.
There's been talk that the NFL Combine is going to be a rotational event.
Indy is using theirs for Olympic time trials for swimming and diving.
They put a pool in there.
Yeah, think of that. You could do that here for different things. You could do that here for Big Ten championships. You could do that here for anything else that we could think of.
Indy's always been at the forefront of doing stuff like this. And our folks at the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission are outstanding.
They are awesome.
Man, turn them loose with this opportunity. Look out.
Right.
I think it could be a really big deal.
I agree with you really completely. And I will add in one extra thing, which is, look, if you are against this and you don't like the idea that public funds are being used to build the stadium.
We get it.
I understand it. The best, or if you're sitting here screaming, why aren't we using these unclaimed funds for things such as schools and roads and cops and firefighters and, you know, everything else, public servants that actually can help out and all that kind of stuff. The best advice that I could give you then is to go to the unclaimed funds website. It's really easy to find. Type your name in there, put your address or your zip code in there, and claim what is yours. And take that in, get your check sent to you by the government themselves, and either turn around and donate it to where you think it is best used, or use it to buy supplies to help out that area. That is the best thing that I could say, because this is happening.
Or put it in your own checking account, and that way you're not contributing.
Or put it in your own checking account. Right. Go check for your unclaimed funds.
Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. Hudson in Cleveland. Hey, Hudson, we're moving on, you got 30 seconds.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, this is Hudson from Cleveland. I'm a little disturbed that you guys aren't giving Cleveland more props. Give Shanley, Nev Chandler, some of the old-time Jim Mueller, some of the old-time Cleveland Browns sportscasters would balk at this idea of this new stadium. It's going to disenfranchise Cleveland. And it caters to the majority community.
I worked with Gibb. I worked with Jim.
Yes.
I knew Nev well. I would disagree with you, Hudson. I would disagree with you on that thought. I know those guys. I knew those guys. Gentlemen, forward thinkers. I think they would disagree with you on that. My own personal thought. Slade Ciccone, pitcher for the Guardians. Joining us next on Baskin and Phelps without Andy here to drool all over him. Slade's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.